Those of you who are mothers, I say Happy Mother's Day.
Everyone.
Happy Mother's Day. Give them an applause. Hallelujah. I always feel that Mother's Day is more important than Father's Day. Even though I myself a father, it's just in my heart how precious mothers are. I feel, and in God's sight, I believe it is especially so. So, today I'm going to talk to you about mothers. I know some of you have testimonies and you can tell about your mothers, but I feel that I should talk about the influence of mothers upon their children. Upon their children. Now, I thought about the presidents, many of the presidents of the United States.
I think
it would be more complete if I can preach in Chinese.
我们在美国住了45年.
Since 45 years since we have lived in the States.
我们看到美国换了8任的总统.
It's been 8 presidents in the States.
从1969年.
Since 1969.
到最近的这个总统 Obama.
To the most recent one.
一共有8任.
There have been 8 presidents.
那我也想起多年前我看到了一篇文章。
I also remember about an article that I read many years ago.
或者说是一个书评。
Or maybe it's just a commentary.
这本书呢是专门讲到美国总统的母亲。
But this book is about the mothers of presidents.
有差不多30多位的 美国的总统的母亲
There are more than 30 mothers of the presidents.
我们提到美国的总统大概全世界的人都知道
When you think of the presidents of the United States, most of the people in the world know them.
今天我要提到8个总统
Today I would like to mention about 8 presidents.
就是 他们的母亲怎么影响了他们
How their mothers have influenced them
我之所以感觉母亲节比父亲节重要
The way I feel Mother's Day is more important than Father's Day
就是因为母亲对儿女的影响是超过父亲的
Because the influence of mother is surpasses the influence of father
母亲跟儿女的关系是特别亲切的
Mother shares a more intimate relationship with the kids.
母亲是可以说第一个影响儿女的人。
Mother is the first one who can influence them.
也可以说也是一生影响儿女的人。
She is also the one who can influence their children all their life.
所以这个母亲做得好不好?
So, good mother.
要影响他们儿女一生。
Will have a lifelong impact on their children.
所以我觉得今天我要讲的是可以说特别的重要
So what I share today is more important
那这8个总统呢也是我在那篇文章里面所看到的
These are presidents also from the article that I read
比如第二次世界大战结束的时候罗斯福总统
For example, President Roosevelt after World War II
还有这个中日战争结束，这是最后美国参战的时候，杜鲁门总统。
And also the President Truman after the Chinese and Japan War.
Yeah, 然后 早在这个之前呢，比如哈丁总统，这个
Before that, there is another president.
这个
Harding
这个哈丁总统呢 ，Warren Harding 呢，他是在20年度，就二十世纪啊，20年代的。
President Harding, he lived in 20th century.
他是 he was in the 1920s, early 20s.
他是在1920年代的时候的总统。
那另外呢，有比如说Lyndon Johnson,
another president, Lyndon Johnson.
那个不知道，大陆怎么翻啊？展生吗？还是台湾翻到展生 ？Lyndon Johnson, 不晓得中国大陆，不同的翻译哈。
There might be different translations.
然后呢，就是艾森豪。
Yeah, Eisenhower.
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower. Yeah, Dwight Eisenhower. 你们大陆也翻作艾森豪吗？
艾森豪威尔。
哦，艾森豪威尔，艾森豪威尔是对的哈。然后呢，就 Nixon。
Then President Nixon。
大陆翻作尼克松，台湾是翻作尼克森。哦，那人们都知道我是在讲一个人。
So that way you know that I'm talking about the same person.
That may be true. 也可以说哈，在美国的这一任应该是第46、47任的哈。这40多位的美国总统当中
，This more than 40 presidents.
可以说几乎他们的母亲都是很虔诚的基督教徒。
Most of their mothers are faithful Christians.
而且他们对他们的儿女，特别这几个当总统的儿子。
And especially the mothers upon their president children.
那个影响力啊，是远远超过他们的父亲。
The influence from mother is far more important than from father.
而且我所提的这几任的总统
And especially these presidents that I've mentioned.
他们的父亲啊，多半呢都是没有什么成就。
Their father were not so successful.
而且很多都是失败的。
Many of them failed.
但是呢，母亲却是成功的。
But mother was successful.
母亲是在暗中所做的。
对儿女
的影响。
Mother's experience is not that is not that well known.
Yeah, 那个。所以一个家好不在乎父亲怎么样。
So a family doesn't worry about how a father was.
就是在乎啊母亲做得好不好。
It's more about the mother.
To be the right mother.
做一个好的母亲。
To be the biblical mother.
做一个合神心意的母亲。
Not this modern day mother.
不是一个现代的母亲。
It depends very much. Upon the mother. 而且母亲啊是一个家庭的灵魂。
Mom is the soul of a family.
Mother is the soul of a family. 父亲呢当然就是负责任赚钱啊养孩子啊。
Father makes a living to support a family.
我提到了这几任的总统啊可以说父亲都是失败的。
Fathers were all, unsuccessful.
比如哈，那个里根的总统 ，Ronald Reagan 的嘛，他的爸爸
，the father of Ronald Reagan.
他的爸爸哈
，his father
做了好多事都失败
，has failed many areas.
而且呢是酗酒
，and also he was an alcoholic.
但是母亲因为信仰很虔诚
，but because of his mother who is faithful.
而且呢，母亲有爱。
And also, this mother has love.
她的母亲啊， so、等会儿，我会，她母亲有一首诗，有一首诗啊，写了一首诗。
His mom has written a poem.
这首诗呢，是登在以前利基沃教会的一个杂志啊。
It was published in the magazine,
就是那个
Bread of Life.
Bread of Life. 这个诗。 是他亲笔写的。
This poem is written, handwritten by, Reagan's mom.
我真的不知道这个贾德纳牧师啊，他怎么会拿到这个 Reagan 总统的他母亲的亲笔字、亲笔写的诗。
I wonder how, Pastor, Garner can, have a copy of this handwritten.
我先好像快快的哈，把这几个总统啊，他们对他们的母亲的那个书那个。那个评语啊，我先提一提。
Quickly, I'll go through how those presidents describe their mothers.
比如在第二次世界大战时候，那个罗斯福总统
，President Roosevelt，
他在年轻的时候，
因为我是啊，
还没有竞选公职的时候
，Before entered into politics，
那有人呢就要说服他，要他来参加竞选。
Someone tried to convince him to go into election.
他很简单回答说
Simply he replied.
我要先去问问我的妈妈怎么说。
Oh, I need to consult my mom to see what she said.
所以当他在哈佛大学的时候
When he was in Harvard,
他的妈妈是
his mom,
是在学校的附近啊租了一栋房子。
He was renting an apartment nearby.School.
他就可以啊照顾他的儿子。
So mother can take care of the son.
所以他的妈妈啊，这个罗斯福后来当了总统，妈妈跟他的关系很亲密。
So President Roosevelt was very close to his mom.
而且很注意他儿子的那个功课和学业。
Mother pays great attention to her son's study.
后来呢，罗斯福就当了总统。
Then, he became president of the
United States. 而且在美国历史上
And also in US history,
他是一个少数的哈最伟大的一个总统
He is one of the few greatest presidents.
这是啊妈妈所给他的影响
That's an influence from his mother.
那第二个我刚才提到那个杜鲁门总统
The second president that I just mentioned, Truman.
我们都知道哈美国哈第一次也就是唯一的一次 so far 把这个原子弹投在日本的广岛跟长崎这两个地方
and also the only time the president who made the decision to bomb Japan with the atomic bombs
to drop the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki these two cities Tens of thousands of people were killed or injured.
曾经上万的人受伤或者是死亡。
But that brought to an end, 就是使得日本人投降了。
But that brought an end to the surrender of Japanese.
所以当日本要投降的时候
,When Japan was about to surrender,
这个杜鲁门总统啊就打电话给他的妈妈。
Called his mother.
在电话上跟他谈了半个小时三十分钟
they have a half hour conversation.
而且他当选这个总统以后
And also after he was elected as president,
他在白宫他的办公室
at White House in his office
英文都知道 Oval Office
我用到椭圆形办公室
他一个礼拜呢总有一两次要给他妈妈打电话
Also twice he would telephone his mom
或者呢要写信给他的妈妈。
Oh, he would write to his mom.
所以杜鲁门总统跟他的、跟他的母亲的关系非常的密切的。
He had a very intimate relationship with his mother.
那母亲对他的影响当然也是很深的。
Of course, the influence from mother is also deep.
就是他当了总统以后
Especially after he became a president.
有时候他还要问他的妈妈。
He still consults his mom for, advices.
那个 Lyndon Johnson,
林登强森总统
那个大陆不知道翻什么哈，可能呀，他是六十年代
，He was in the sixties.
Yeah, 那个他说他的母亲啊
，He said that his mother,
she was the strongest person I ever knew, and the greatest female.Without any exception.
她是我所认识的最坚强的人，而且在所有的女性当中，我没有看过比她更突出的。
她在小学一年级的时候
，When I was in the first grade,
她写了一首诗
，wrote a poem,
这个诗的题目就是 I'd rather be mama's boy.
The title of the poem was that 我宁可做我妈妈的宝贝。
对，这个很好。我宁可做我妈妈的宝贝，就是他就是那么敬佩他的母亲，那么爱他的母亲。
He admired his mother so much.
而且这几位我提的这个总统啊，他们都深深的被母亲啊所爱。
His mothers that I mentioned, those presidents were deeply loved by their mothers.
母亲给他们的爱，给他们带来了那个安全感。
The love of mothers bring the sense of safety.
也给他们带来了那个很强的自信心。
The love also brings confidence.
那个，当他还当参议员的时候
，When he was still congressman,
Lyndon Johnson 哈，他的历史很简单，起先他是当参议员。
Lyndon Johnson has a short history.
后来就
as a congressman.
Yeah, 后来就就当了这个肯尼迪的副总统。
Then he became the vice president of Kennedy.
John Kennedy's vice president.
Okay. He became vice president of John Kennedy.
那么，当 John Kennedy 被刺啊死亡以后呢，他就接替他总统的位置。
After Kennedy was assassinated, Lyndon Johnson became the president.
Right. 所以他他当了那个总统以后
，After he became the president.
他在当参议员的时候
，When was the congressman？
他常常啊，开完了会
，He often after his meeting，
他就给他妈妈打电话
，He would call his mom。
他怎么说呢
？What did he say？
他说 ，I want to see what Mama thinks。
我想看我母亲的想法是什么。
他开会讨论了很多律法的案件啊，他都要去问他妈妈的意见怎么样。
He would consult his mom after those long discussions about those bills。
那个还有一任总统，我刚才说过了，就是 Warren Harding。
There's another person that I just mentioned. Warren
他是1920年代的。
He was in 1920s.
他当总统的时候
，When he was a president，
他每一个星期天
，Every Sunday，
都给妈妈送花或者是买花。
He would bring flowers to his mom.
他跟他妈妈就是维持这么亲密的关系。
He has a very close relationship with him.
而且不是很短时间哦。
It's not for a short time.
在他去世的总有至少有二三十年。二三十年。A few decades.
在总统去世还是在总统的母亲去世？
他不是去世，他当总统之后。
Even after he no longer be a president.
Yeah.
In those 20 or 30 years.
有二三十年的时间。
2 to 3 decades.
每个星期天
，Every Sunday，
都给他妈妈送花或者是买花。
He still brought flowers to his mother.
还有这个艾森豪威总统
，And also President Eisenhower.
他在没有当总统之前
，Before became a president，
他是欧洲盟军的统帅。
He was a commander of the
欧洲第二次世界大战结束的时候。
He was the chief.
他是一个英雄。
He was a hero during World War II.
在当统帅的时候
，When he was a chief commander.
然后也当了总统
，And then he became the president.
他经常跟他妈妈保持联系。
He remained contact with his mother.
不是通电话就是写信。
Either by via telephone or writing.
你就看到妈妈对他的那个影响啊，一直延伸到后来他当了总统。
So you see, influence from mother continues into his presidency.
Richard Nixon, 就是我们来美国的时候他当选总统。
Richard Nixon, who was elected the year when we came to the States.
尼克松啊，可以说中国的对外开放，中国跟美国恢复建交。
Nixon.He was very important because he opened the door to China, and so two countries can build a relationship.
这个功劳啊，不能不归给尼克松。
It's all this success was attributed to President Nixon.
我们也可以这么说哈，中国今天呢能够发展那么快。
We can also say that China can have a success.
成为世界上哈第二 最大的经济国家。
Becoming the second largest economic body in the world.
这个跟尼克森总统的外交啊是有直接关系的。
It was directly influenced by the foreign policy of Nixon.
也可以说我们在美国啊住了这四十多年呢、啊。
We can also say these 40 years that we have. So
看到这个八任的总统。
Those eight presidents that we have experienced.
在外交上。
In the foreign policy,
最成功做得最好的
the most successful one,
就是尼克森总统
is Nixon.
而在外交上做得最差的
and also the one who's worse
就是现在的奥巴马总统
is Obama.
但是尼克森总统讲到他的母亲呢
when President Nixon mentioned about his mother,
他说他的母亲
he said that his mother
is a real saint.
是一个真的圣人，
是一个圣徒。他的母亲是一个祷告的人
，is a prayerful woman。
哎，当他有需要的时候
，whenever he is in need，
他就会告诉他的母亲。
He will tell his mother。
他的母亲呢就说：“好的，我会纪念你。
”And his mother said that I will remember you in my prayers。
他没有说我为你祷告。
His mother didn't say that I will pray for you.
可是尼克森懂得他妈妈的意思。
But Nixon understand what his mom meant.
他如果说我纪念你，他就是在祷告中啊，他会纪念他。
If she said that I remember you, that means she will remember to pray for him.
这个这个尼克森的这个母亲啊，她的名字叫 Hannah。
Hannah was the name of the President Nixon.
她也好。也特别的爱他这个儿子
and she also has a special love
常常以这个儿子啊引以为荣
and she's proud of herself because of President Nixon
他把他的儿子的相片呢、啊、放大
she has an enlarged picture
做成一个立体的相片
and she turned it into a 3D picture
挂在他那个小屋子的里面
hanging her a small house
而且呢后面呢还装的特别的灯光
And behind it, there's a special lighting.
把那个相片呢，这样照射出来。
So the picture becomes illuminated.
很显然，他真是以这个儿子哈为他的，真的他的光荣，他的满足。
The mother is really proud for the son.
那还有一个，我就是最后一个要提的。
The last one that I'd like to mention
就是那个啊、，Reagan 总统的妈妈。
Is the mother of President Reagan.
我找到了那一年呢、啊、那个贾德纳牧师所写的一篇文章。
I found an article written by Pastor Gardner in that year.
那我还看了以后呢我还把它拷贝啊存起来。
I also made a copy and saved it.
那个他的母亲
His mother.
Reagan 的母亲
Reagan's mother.
也是一个祷告的人。
She's also a prayerful woman.
好他这个我只是念几段呢、啊、给你们听。She was a woman of prayer.
她是一个祷告的人。
Who took everything to God in prayer.
她会把每件事情带到神的面前。
Thereby, she became not only victorious herself,
不仅她自己变得非常的不仅她自己时常得胜。
But a pillar of strength to many others.
而且她也成为很多人的力量。
他的母亲有两个特点。
There are two features about his
第一呢就是、啊、照顾家庭照顾儿女。
Is that, she takes care of the family and also her children.
第二呢就是他参与教会的活动。
And second one was that she got involved in church activities.
他在教会里面他带领了一个查经班。
She led a Bible study.
全部都是姊妹。
And it's all of sisters.
而且有十五年之久
for more than 15 years,
就教导圣经
she taught Bible.
实际上这一个查经班就是他所带的小组
In fact, there was a small group that was led by her.
大概呢有十来个人
It's more than 10 people.
等一会儿哈，你们可以看呢、啊。他这个查经班的一些姐妹们的照片在这里。
Later even take a look at the picture, a photo from her Bible study group.
那个，我接着哈。
Continue.
在我就读个那么抽几段读给你们听哈。
Yeah, I will read to you several paragraphs.
他的母亲最不容易的哈。
The most challenging part for his mother.
就是他的父亲，里根的父亲啊，是一个酗酒的人。
Is that the, Reagan's father was an alcoholic.
而且换了好多工作。
And, he changed many jobs.
没有一个工作那个做得久的。
He wasn't able to stay at one job for long.
直到后来里根啊，李根啊成了电影明星，有名的电影演员的时候，然后他就雇他的父亲来做他的做他的办事员，就是。
Reagan hired his father.
可是呢，他的爸爸酗酒。
His father was an alcoholic.
Yeah. 那他这里先讲到他的母亲哈。
So he mentioned about his mother first.
他说 ,my mother would pray constantly for my father.
不断地为我父亲来祷告。
She was on her knees several times a day.
一天当中他时常跪下，常常跪下。
And she just refused to give up.
他从不轻易放弃。
No matter how dark things looked.
无论这事情看起来如何的黑暗。
然后呢，那他就讲到，这个 Reagan 就讲到他爸爸那个酗酒的，酗酒的那个情况。
His father was always strong。
他说，就 Reagan 他在他的一个自传里头这样写道
：“Autobiography Reagan。
I was 11 years old the first time I came home.”
第一次我回到家里。
The first time I came home to find my father flat on his back on the front porch.
第一次我发现我父亲平躺在那个阳台门口的阳台门口的那个入口处。
And, there was no one there to lend a hand to help him.
没有人可以帮助他。
I stood over him for a minute or two.
我站在那里大概一两分钟。
I wanted to let myself in the house and go to bed and pretend he wasn't there.
我想要进到房里去，就假装我父亲没有在那里。
Oh, but I wasn't ignorant of his weakness.
但是我没有办法忽略父亲的软弱。
I don't know at what age I knew what the occasional absences or the loud voices in the night meant.
我记不起来从什么时候，我时常注意到就家里有很。吵闹的声音，还有就是我父亲他时常不在。
But up until now, my mother, Nell, 他的名字叫 Nell, or my brother handled the situation.
但我母亲跟我哥哥时常在处理我父亲的这些状况。
And I was a child in bed with the privilege of pretending sleep.
但是因为我是一个孩子，所以我常常就是假装在床上睡觉。
But someplace along the line,
但是在某些地方
to each of us,
对我每一个人
I suppose, must come the first moment of accepting responsibility.
我想无论如何就是在某些时刻我们每一个人都一定要来接受这些责任。
How important it is for children to learn to accept responsibility.
对孩子们来说承担起责任是一件非常重要的事情。
Now, Reagan continues, if we don't accept it,meaning responsibility.
如果我们不能承担我们自己的责任。
And in bracket, and some don't.
有些人他同时就是这样就是特别指出。
Then we must just grow older without quite growing up.
有些人就是他没有办法承担他们责任即便他们长大了他们没有真的长大。
I felt myself filled with grief for my father. At the same time, I was feeling sorry for myself.
有些时候我真的觉得我对不起自己同时对我父亲我觉得我实在是无能为力。
Seeing his arms spread out as if he were crucified.
看到我父亲就好像他被钉在十字架一样。
His hair soaked with melting snow.
他的头上好像都是那些融化的雪。
Snoring as he breathed.他呼吸的时候还有响声好像打呼一样。I could feel no resentment against him.
对我父亲我实在是没有任何的回忆。
That was my mother's doing.
我母亲也是这样。
这是我母亲的责任在处理。With all the tragedy that was hers, because of his occasional bouts with the dark demon in the bottle.
我母亲就是时常跟着那个在酒瓶当中那个恶魔在征战。
My mother told my brother and myself over and over.
我母亲不断地告诉我和我的哥哥
that alcoholism was a sickness.
酗酒是一种疾病。
That we should love and help our father and never condemn him for something that was beyond his control.
我们应该来爱我们的父亲，帮助他，因为他实在是没有办法胜过那些超过他能力所能控制的东西。
Now, Reagan continued, he said, I bent over him,
所以我就靠在我父亲的旁边
smelling the sharp odor of whiskey.
我就闻到那个很臭的那个酒的味道。
I got a fistful of his overcoat.
我整个手里都是
抓住他的大衣。
我抓住他的大衣。
I, opening the door,
然后打开门。
I dragged him inside and get him to bed.
我把他拖进家里面，把他放到床上去。
In a few days, he was the bluff, hearty man I knew and loved and will always remember.
在那几天，我是不好意思，
就是他也回到他那个原来哈那个可爱的样子。我也一直都是爱他这样。and Reagan writes.If my father was Catholic, my mother was Protestant.
我父亲是天主教徒，我母亲是清教徒。
If he rebelled against the universe,
如果他起身来对抗这个宇宙的话，
she was a natural, practical do-gooder.
我母亲就是一个天然的，就是很能够帮助别人的人。
If he was occasionally vulgar,
如果父亲偶尔会
说一些脏话、吓人的话。She tried to raise the tone of the family.
我母亲会试着改变这家里的那个气氛。
Perhaps he never understood the reason for his week-long benders once or twice a year.
也许他从来没有了解过，就是一次或两次每一年当中他会有一个bender.
Any more than he understood her cultural activities.Or church activities, but they put up with each other.
父亲从来没有办法了解母亲在教会所从事那些活动，但是他们就是这样彼此忍受。
然后，again, 刚才我念过的哈，
就是我刚才念过，what I just read.
But my mother would pray constantly for him.
我的母亲会不断的为我父亲祷告。
And she was on her knees several days a day.
一天当中她有数次，她就跪着祷告。
And she just refused to give up.
她拒绝放弃。
No matter how dark things looked.
无论说这个情形看起来是如何，没有盼望。
这是里根的父亲。
That's Reagan's father.
那因为他母亲的祷告。
Because of prayer of his mother.
他的父亲后来也戒酒了。
His father quit drinking.
就也替里根呢，在好莱坞呢，也替他做事情。
His father also worked for him at Hollywood.
处理一些邮件之类的工作。
Processing some mails.
但是他的母亲
Reagan's mother.
再说到他那个查经班。
Let's go back to her Bible study group.
那些姐妹啊，都把她当作哈是像自己的属灵的母亲一样。
Those sisters took her as their spiritual mother.
他们有任何的问题也都会去找她。
They always go to her for questions.
她也就会为他们祷告。
She will pray for them.
有人就问说，她的里根的父亲既然这样酗酒啊，为什么他母亲那会不离婚呢？
Someone asked why Reagan's mother didn't divorce her.
他母亲啊就说他从来没有考虑这个问题。
There was never a thought.
而且他照着圣经的教导。
And also according to Bible.
是反对离婚的。
She was against the divorce.
结果在他的查经班里面。
In her Bible study,
有一个姐妹。
Oh, a sister.
他的亲戚还是他自己啊离婚了。
Either herself or her relative, divorced.
So, 这个姐妹呢就被冒犯了。
So this sister was offended.
当她的母亲啊听说这个姐妹被冒犯了。
When Reagan's mother heard about that,
她就很快的就去找这个姐妹。
Quickly she visited the sister.
而且跪下来。
And kneeled down.
说对不起，我冒犯了你。
And apologized that.
请你原谅我。
Please forgive me.
她就是这样一个谦卑的人。
She was as humble as this.
那她的诗呢？
And his poem.
我看了，我也很喜欢了，我就把它拷贝，而且我把它翻译出来。
So I also made a copy and I also translated it.
那个我先把那个英文呢，就念给你们听。
I'll read you English first.
A vision of the upward pathway. 这是这个诗的题目哈。
That's the title of this.
Let me now behold.Let me now behold, and at its end, the loving shepherd, waiting near the fold. 天路历程这个诗哈，天路历程的意象，现在使我得以看见。If I behold him daily, standing, pointing out the way,I must forget the love of self and work for him always. 在天路历程的终点呢，恩母耶稣在等待着我。如果我每天呢见他站在那里，在这条道路上呢，我必须忘记自爱，因为我以爱来服侍他。那最后一段呢？好，最后一段呢就是For if I climb this upward pathway over deeds of love, how sweet to know a welcome waits for me. Waits for me in glorious realms above. But now see Reagan.等会儿你们要看他的亲笔写的字呢，可以来看。
You can take a look if you're interested.
所以我就想到哈，那个母亲的那个影响力对儿女。
So remember the mother.
那个讲到现在的这个总统，前任的总统布什哈。
我的感受 President George
Bush. 布什的母亲啊，那个 Barbara Bush。也是一个影响力很大的。
She's also influential.
她写了好几本书。
She read many books.
她在白宫当第一夫人的时候，还有
She was the first lady of the White House.
还有一直到现在。
Until now.
她有一个基金会。
She's a foundation.
专门就是推行所谓 family literacy.
Promoting family literacy.
是鼓励啊，家里面还有。美国的家庭啊，父母带着儿女要多看书。
Encouraging families to read more.
因为现在的儿女青年人呢，都多花时间在电脑上，在这个手机啊这些上面。
Because kids are spending too much time on tablet.
他就特别的就提倡父母要带儿女要多看书。
So she promotes that the parents should lead their children to read more.
因为他的孩子们年轻的时候
When, her children were young,
每天晚上孩子们上床的他都给孩子们呢就读一些故事书
Before going to bed, she will read some books.
他有六个孩子
She has six children.
两个女儿四个儿子
And four sons.
那有一个儿子当了总统这第二个儿子呢现在也可能要竞选总统
One of the sons was the president and the second one was beating on
第二个儿子呢当过佛罗里达州的州长
And the second son was the governor
现在可能要竞选总统
He might be competing.
所以 Barbara Bush 现在今年是90岁。
She's 90 years old.
而且一两个月以前呢
One or two months ago.
她跟她的丈夫啊庆祝了结婚70周年。
She and her husband celebrated their 70th anniversary.
那么这个布道家跟 Billy Graham 啊在他们家做客的时候。
Billy Graham was a visitor at their home.
他看到那个老布什跟 Barbara 他们晚上睡觉的时候
he saw
好像他们的房门都没有关。
When President Bush and his wife were sleeping, they didn't close the door.
他在他们家做客，就好像自己家里人一样。
Billy Graham felt like he was at his own home.
他就注意到啊，哈，这个老布什跟 Barbara Bush
President Bush and,
经常的两个人手拉手。
Often they were hand in hand.
坐在沙发上啊，都是手拉手。
In the sofa, hand in hand.
散步也是手拉手。
Even when they were walking, they're still hand in hand.
结婚七十年呐，如一日。
Married for 70 years, and it's just like a.
这个妈妈真是很难得。
It's really.
所以。他的女儿呢最近啊在这个 Fox News 接受访问。
So, their daughter was having an interview at Fox News.
他说呢他跟他妈妈学了哈五个所谓生命的功课 life lessons.
She has learned five life lessons from.
这个五个功课呢他也也发表了。
Shared those
这也是他给做妈妈的一些个鼓励一些个劝告
It's also some encouragement to mother
第一呢他说哈 Value yourself as a parent This is for mothers Value yourself as a parent 第二个呢、你可以说
做母亲是一件很有价值的事情、
第二呢就是 Read with your children
跟你的孩子一起阅读
因为孩子们今天花时间太多在这个电脑还有这个 iPhone 上面。
Because kids spend too much time on electronic devices.
美国常常出现一个字哈，叫做 narcissism.
There's one word that the Americans always use.
Did I say it right?
Narcissism.
那是那中文。
就是啊，忘记了全世界只有一个人，他一个人在那。那个也不跟别人交往，就是。
Yeah, this word means one individual that doesn't have any interaction with any other people.
This is the greatest danger in the modern day society.
在现在社会当中，这是一个真实的危险。
那第三呢，就是 serve as a role model.
就是当一个模范起来，来服侍别人。
Make time to share a meal.
挪出时间来一起用餐。
Even when they're growing up.
即便是说他们在成长。
第五呢就是。create a home library.
在家里打造一个图书馆。
要建立一个图书馆在家里头。这是他给啊所有做母亲的一些个。一些个劝告。
This is her advice to mothers.
那最后我结束的时候啊
At last,
我看到的这篇文章最后这一段话我把它抄下来。
This paragraph I wrote down from an article that I read.
In closing, I'm going to read this paragraph.
我要读这段给你。
That I copied from this newspaper article.
也是我从那个报纸上面抄下来的。
The mothers of our presidents.
我们总统的母亲。
Almost without exception,
几乎没有任何例外,
were the dominant influence in their boys' formative years and beyond.
他们在那些男孩的身上那种具有主宰性的影响力。
They were an incredible group of strong women.
他们是那些非常坚强的女人。
They passed on to their sons.
他们所传给他们的孩子的
the certainty of religion,
也就是关于宗教的那个确定性
the absolute certainty of their faith,
这个就是他们信心的绝对
and they passed on to their sons the confidence of being their mother's favorite.
同时他们也同时传给他们的孩子，就是那些男孩子永远都是母亲的最爱。
These mothers,
这些母亲
taught their sons,
教导他们的孩子。
To overcome the sense of failure,
来超越他们那些失败感
which was frequently lurking in their own family background.
很多的时候就是那些不断的干扰他们家庭的那些过去，
因为他们想到他们父亲的不负责任，父亲的失败。
When they think about failure, brought to a family by their father,
母亲呢就鼓励他们要 overcome 这种 sense
to overcome.
Of
that's a failure.
结果这些母亲的教导是成功的。
And the teaching of the mothers were successful.
终于当了总统。
And finally they became presidents of the states.
我所以讲这几个总统的母亲,
the reason that I'm sharing with you,
另外一个原因啊,
another reason was,
就是让你们不要轻看你们孩子当中的任何一个孩子。
Don't take the life of any of your children.
你不知道他长大了以后, 有一天, 他会成为什么?
You don't know one day, maybe one of your children, who or she will become.
但是尽你的责任,
but do your best.
做一个好的母亲,
and be a good mother.
做一个成功的母亲,
be a successful,
也做一个伟大的母亲,
and also be a great mother.
其实这些人如果没有啊, 这些母亲的话,
actually, if without this mother,
他们不可能成为美国历史上伟大的人物。
They will never become a great person in U.S. history.